The following broadcast of the play Babe and Mo in Japan is meant for an adult audience. The play at times includes the use of vulgar and offensive language that may not be suitable for everyone. Listener discretion is advised.
You are listening to Radio Free Greenfield Park, the broadcast home of the Park Players. I'm your host, Sarah DeMilo, for tonight's audio drama. It's a Park Players exclusive entitled Babe and Mo in Japan, written and directed by David Gobby, starring Mike Kalinowski as Babe Ruth, Robert Morin Jr. as Mo Berg, and yours truly as the interviewer. Please take some time to visit the Park Players Facebook and Instagram pages. Now to tonight's play, Babe and Mo in Japan. And we're back with our exclusive interview with Babe Ruth. Babe, I wanted to ask you about your latest barnstorming trip to Japan in November. You're about the most famous person in the world. Certainly the most, recognizable. How are you received in Japan?
Oh, we were treated like kings and queens. We've been there a few times. Baseball is becoming their national sport now, in no small part thanks to these trips. Very nice, honorable people. And they certainly like the Babe, if I may
Yours
say
so. Yours was an all-star team, is that right?
Yes. We had Lou Gehrig, of course. Lefty Gomez, Jimmy Fox,
yes,
Charlie...
Yes, but why Mo Berg? He wasn't even the starter for his own team.
Now, I give you, he's not the best hitter.
I'll say.
But he's a good defensive catcher. Very smart guy. Smartest man in baseball, in my opinion.
Yes, but there were better catchers you could have chosen.
True, but none that speak Japanese and know their customs and culture. That's very important. We're not just ball players on these trips. We have to be good ambassadors. And he could translate for me. A good guy to have around.
There wasn't any other reason? Babe, wasn't there a rumor about a party on the roof of the Imperial Hotel? People claim to have seen you and Berg... arguing up there.
Oh, that was nothing. People always gossip when I'm around. You know how it is. And Mo, well, he has his own ways, and you never know what he's up to. But no, that was just a couple of guys taking in the beauty of a Tokyo sunrise. That's all. He had quite the nice conversation, if I recall. What the hell are you doing up here, kid? How come you're not in bed?
How come you're up so early?
Up? Kid, I haven't been down yet. To sleep, anyway. Just come up here for some fresh air. The whores are all asleep. Everybody's gone.
Fresh air. I see. How many cigars is that?
Six? Maybe seven. I'll have to check the stubs.
Do you always count?
Home runs, cigars, whores, money. I count everything worth counting, kid. Want a drink?
No, thanks.
What you doing up here, anyway?
Taking photographs.
Up here? Listen, kid, if you want to get some good pictures, come down to my room. Got some great pictures to take there.
Thank you. But I'd like to get these shots while the light is just right. I might sell them to a travel magazine.
Sure, kid. Why don't I get some of those chink waiters in the lobby?
Japanese, babe. Chinks are Chinese. And by the way, neither of those nations' peoples deserve to be insulted.
What's the difference? I call everybody names. Nobody here but you and me. It's not like I'm saying it to their faces. You should hear some of the stuff people call me.
I know, but hardly a way to refer to our paying host, don't you think?
Kid, don't get sore. I didn't mean nothing by it. You know me. Saying things that get me in trouble. I can't even remember people's names half the time. Hey, I treat everybody okay. I'm the best tipper they ever saw in their lives.
Japan is an ancient civilization, thousands of years older than the United States. It's a culture that honors the respectful and the divine. So do the Chinese as well. And Japan and China aren't exactly on friendly terms. So calling someone who's Japanese a Chinese pejorative?
A what?
A slur? Well, you should show a bit more consideration.
Tips are consideration, kid. Anybody ever tell you that? Why the hell are you taking pictures of rooftops?
I'm taking pictures of Tokyo from above, so people have perspective. And then I'll take pictures from the ground. Close-up pictures of attractions for visitors.
Sounds like a lot of work to me. Why get the lay of the land when you can just get laid? I'll just wake up the hostesses. What is it you call those girls?
Geisha. And don't call them whores. And I doubt you have any geisha in your room. They are entertainers and artists. It's an honorable profession.
Yeah, okay, we'll get some geishas then. Get them, grab some hooch, some parasols, and have an honorable party up here.
Ay vey. I'd rather just do this privately and quietly, if you don't mind.
I don't mind. Suit yourself, kid. Mind if I watch?
Ay, suit yourself, babe.
Got to start taking care of myself. Start running.
We all get old, even you.
Poor shit. Gotta grow up first. Just gotta take better care, that's all. Run some. Chop up some firewood. I'll be fine come spring. Didn't have a bad year, you know. I know, not great, but I had the same kind of year in 25, and look what I did after that. Not as fast, I'll admit that. Maybe not as many games in a row. Take a rest here and there. God damn it. Who knew that Jap kid last night could throw like that? Ah, hell. What do you expect if they bring you anything you want in the dugout?
Stop saying Jap. It's Japanese, babe. Japanese. And you don't have to order anything just because you can. You might just want to, play the game.
It's exhibition, for Christ's sake. It's for fun.
That kid, Sawamura, struck you out last night, as I recall. Was that fun?
Hey, I hit him in the seventh, broke up the no-hitter. I strike out all the time. We got guys in D-ball that could piss harder than these guys can throw. And speaking of...
Hey! What are you doing? Damn it, babe! I said quietly. By that, I also meant don't attract attention. Like, for example, not peeing off the bloody roof!
Kid, you worry too much. Nobody's down there. Most of them wear hats anyway, I think. Oh, come on, kid. What, worried about getting caught? Think about it. By the time it gets down there, it's just a gentle morning rain, that's all. A little rain falls on some honorable person, and you think he's gonna look up thinking it's some fat Yankee's piss? I know more about people than you think I do. And more about flying piss by the looks of it. What's that for? And what are you writing in that notebook? Looks like chicken scratch to me.
Surveyor's notes, showing the distance between buildings. Give a more, accurate perspective.
Guess I just gave you a different perspective, huh?
Babe, please.
Ah, Jesus, kid, don't get sore. Here, take a picture of me looking out over Tokyo. Babe Ruth in the great Japanese capital. Pay good money for that, I'll bet. I'll even autograph it for you when it comes out.
Thanks, babe. But this is like a geographical survey. Okay, fine. I'll take your picture.
Forget geography, kid. This is history. Bambino conquers Orient.
There. Hold it right there.
You can speak the lingo pretty good. Not just like getting from the train station to the hotel good either. I've been listening. How come you speak their language anyway?
I've always been interested in other cultures and languages. I studied it when I was in Princeton. Some people can hit, some people can speak languages. Just a talent. That's all.
Talent? Yeah, you're a pretty smart guy, all right. You think I'm smart?
I think you're clever.
Clever enough to manage? Smart guy like you ought to have an opinion on that. How come they don't let me manage? I'm the greatest player there ever lived. Greatest hitter, and probably the best left-hander if I'd kept it up.
Talent's not a predictor of a good manager. Look at Hornsby.
Didn't need no prediction for Hornsby. Treats people like shit. People love me. Everybody always wants me around.
Yes, I understand. You're a great tipper.
I didn't mean that, and you know it. Look at that. A kite. See there? Way over there. Get a picture of that. Too late. Hey, ain't that a movie camera with that other stuff? What the hell are you doing with a movie camera?
Babe, will you please?
Okay, sorry. Get your perspective. Save a lot of time if you just use the movie camera, that's all I'm saying. Anyways, I get along with anybody. I know this game, and I know what's what about it. They don't think I'm smart enough. Ain't that right?
You're ignorant, babe. You have no tact.
Tact? What was that? You just called me ignorant. Don't call for that. I asked you a straight question and you start name-calling? Not very tactful yourself, kid.
You're a very smart man, babe. You know things intuitively.
Into what?
Sorry. You know things without thinking about them. You're just not educated. And you're crude. Jesus, look at what you just did. And you're self-absorbed.
Goddamn right, self-absorbed. Greatest player ever lived. Maybe the best known man in American history. I am the American dream, kid. I took this game on my back and made people rich by being self-absorbed, as you call it. Think I'm worth the chance, at least? Can't do any worse than a lot of those geniuses out there already. Present company accepted, of course. And I'll tell you something else, Mr. Princeton. I'm smart enough to know, without thinking, that you're lying about just taking pictures for some travel magazine.
Observant. For which I give you due credit. Maybe you can manage after all. You said you had something to drink.
No, but I'll just yell down to those gracious Japanese hosts if you want.
No, it's okay. Why do you think I'm up here?
People think I don't pay attention to anything. Don't have to go to college to figure out no ball player sells pictures of rooftops to magazines. And I also happen to observe that Jimmy Fox and his wife are already traveling all over Tokyo.
Here we go.
With a whole contingent of minders making a movie about this trip.
Mm-hmm.
And Lefty Gomez's wife, movie star June O'Day, has a professional photographer following them around since we boarded the ship.
Fascinating.
I also noticed a certain player of baseball paying particular attention to a certain daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Beaumont of Connecticut.
What?
Who graciously accompanied our contingent on the
cruise. What are you talking about?
Oh, come now, sir. A rather public interest in a young, impressionable girl for a rather private man. Secretive, shall we say?
If we're going to talk about noticing, then you omitted, left out, me talking to Mr. Beaumont about his daughter being a good fit for Bryn Mawr College.
Fair play, old man. But if we're going to talk about noticing, don't have to be no genius to notice that somebody who writes notes that nobody can read doesn't want his Imperial Japanese hosts to know what he's doing.
Maybe you should manage.
And maybe you should too. That would be something, wouldn't it? Seeing each other across on the top step. You could be a damn good one, kid. Catcher. Nothing a catcher doesn't catch. If you know what I mean. Between us, we must have almost 35 years in the bigs. You know, I can't imagine ever getting tired of being out there. You're not gonna get in trouble, are you?
For what? This? No. I already cleared it.
They know what you're doing up here?
No. They think I'm taking pictures for magazine.
Well, you're with me, so don't worry. But if I have to spend the night in jail, it sure as hell better be for something a lot more fun than goddamn picture taking, that's all.
They, wouldn't put us in jail for that. It would be too public and loss of face for them. They'd kick us out, confiscate the film, maybe worse. I don't know. Why do you want to manage anyway? You're right. People don't think you pay attention. You don't pay attention to signs. Half the time, you're not watching the game, hamming it up in the dugout, or getting the bat boy to get you something to eat.
That's not true. I know all the signs. I just don't pay attention to the things that don't make sense to me. Let me give you an example. God damn it. How dumb can you be to walk a number 8 hitter?
And men on base, most would.
Hell, well, I wouldn't do it. Christ, this is the bigs. You're telling your pitcher he can't get the worst hitter in the order out? What kind of bullshit is that? What are you telling a pitcher when you do that? Every time you do that, you're telling somebody they can't do something. What the hell kind of managing is that? What the hell are you managing anyway? One run? Maybe two? Maybe in one game a season it makes a difference. Pride. That's what you're really managing. And not very good. That same pitcher comes up against me next inning, inning after that, and you just manage to tell him he can't pitch to the number 8 hitter? But, oh shit, now he's got to pitch to me? I'll tell you what your managing did, kid. You just handed that poor sumbitch to me with his pants down. And what are you telling that pitcher on deck? I was a pitcher. When they walked somebody to get to me, oh, I got hot and bothered. Hot and bothered. I made them pay, I'll tell you. And besides, it's just not good strategy. Walk him, get the pitcher. That's how it's supposed to work, right? What do you get the next inning? Top of the order, nicely served up. But my way, you get the number 8 out, which is what happens most of the time anyway. You get the pitcher leading off next inning with nothing to prove. Screwing up their order.
Well, what if it's
and
the last...
And even if it's the last inning, see how I intuitively knew what you were asking?
All right.
And you walk that lousy hitter, they just trot out a pinch hitter. Maybe it's me or Fox taking a rest day, and I've just been watching the whole game, itching to be a hero. And you wonder why I don't pay attention. That stuff just pisses me off. That's why they don't want me to manage. They're scared I'll show them all up. Much better to get everybody thinking I ain't smart enough. Too early for this.
Too late, you mean. You make some good points about the number 8 hitter. Makes an interesting statistical study.
Statistics. Counting, right? Yeah, I do that too. Very good. You do your studies, college boy. But I know what I know. Maybe we could manage together. Your brains, my heart, and my cojones, if you know what I mean. Sure you wouldn't rather have a party up here? Not so suspicious for a ball player to take pictures of a party, if you get my drift.
No thanks. I like being up here in the quiet.
Can't call it quiet with me up here. What makes you stick around? You're not like most of us bums and hillbillies. You could do anything you want.
Joy. Heat of battle. Chasing perfection. Mathematical precision. A host of things. I can meet people who otherwise wouldn't give me the time of day. This is the American dream, isn't it? It's a late summer day. The sun is out. It's a tight game, up a run, man on third. You set up the hitter on the inside with a couple of fastballs. You tease him just up a little. Then you notice he's squeezing a little bit more on the handle, and you flash the sign, and the pitcher drops the curveball on him. He swings at the air, and you fire the ball around. At that moment, you know that you'd rather be there, doing that, than anything else, anywhere in the world.
Quite the poet, kid. For all the fuck... other things I like to do. There ain't nothing like standing there just after you hit one out. When you can still feel how the bat handle felt when you caught all of it. Trot around the bases and the whole world is with you.
Ah, but what I like the best is I control the game.
You?
You think you control the game, don't you?
Hell yes I do. It's me they pay to see. No offense, kid. And I've seen your batting average. No offense. It's me and maybe Gehrig and Fox. And that crazy fuck, Hack Wilson, if he doesn't kill himself first. It's me, kid. And again, don't take no offense. But when you're gone, ain't no one gonna be scrambling to get your pictures of rooftops to remember you by.
True. But it's me who controls the game. It's me that calls the pitches. It's me that works the ump. It's me that sees everything. It's me that has perspective.
Nice. Very nice. I see your point. I really do, kid. I can respect that, too. That's what a good manager would do. See that other guy's point, wouldn't he? Even if he don't agree, right?
Babe, over here. Look. Look at that. That's going to be the new government building. They call it the National Diet Building.
You kidding me?
No. That's what they call it. Diet in politics means legislative assembly.
You don't see a lot of fat Japs come to think of it. Just kidding. Come on, kid. Lighten up. What's that over there? Looks like they bulldozed everything.
That's exactly what they did. That's from the 1923 earthquake. 140,000 people died.
Earthquake did that? Jesus.
More the fires afterward. That whole area over there has been rebuilt. See out there? That's Mount Fuji. Still an active volcano. Like you, you never know when it's gonna blow.
Hardy har har. Jeez, look at all those ships in the harbor. Wow.
Warships.
You sure we ain't gonna get in trouble?
Babe Ruth is afraid of trouble?
Only thing I'm afraid of is that hard-ass Commissioner Landis. And not playing. And that's coming soon. Don't think I don't know that. Why are you taking pictures, Mo?
You called me Mo just now.
Shit. Sorry. I thought your name was Mo, kid. Never get names straight.
It is Mo.
Oh, okay. Well, then why are you taking pictures, Mo?
Let's just say I'm scouting out the opposition. Maybe, stealing a few signs.
Like a good catcher. And manager. Maybe I can help.
How private is a rooftop going to be if people thought that Babe Ruth would be up here all of the time?
Okay, kid. Mo. Maybe I'll just go down and have another cigar. See? I can be tactful. See you later.
This concludes our Part Players feature presentation. Produced for radio by Chris Malazdrevich, written and directed by David Gobby, starring Mike Kalinowski as Babe Ruth, Robert Morin Jr. as Mo Berg, and me, Sarah DeMilo, as the interviewer. Music, High Stakes, by Caffeine Creek Band from Pixabay. Just a few historical notes. That barnstorming trip actually happened, and Mo Berg did take photos from rooftops. Those photos were used by the U.S. military during World War II. While baseball was the thing Mo loved most, his genius and his talent as a polyglot and spy enabled him to undertake many dangerous missions on behalf of the Allies throughout Europe. Not as much is known about the remainder of his life, despite his celebrity status. He never married, All his life, he was by nature very secretive. He died alone in 1970 in a rest home. His last words reported to be, "How did the Mets do today?" The Babe played one more year of baseball after that 1934 trip and retired after the 1935 season. He was never given the chance to manage. Ruth spent World War II as spokesman for war bonds. He continued, however, to be a highly prized celebrity until the end of his life in 1948. To this day, the life and legends of Babe Ruth and Mo Berg continue to generate awe, debate, criticism, and adulation. Radio Free Greenfield Park is the broadcast arm of the Park Players, who will be celebrating its 60th anniversary. Stay tuned for news in the coming months about our anniversary celebrations. Stay in touch with the Park Players by visiting our Facebook page and check out our new Instagram and YouTube channels. The Park Players are always looking for people who would like to participate in a theater production. If you'd like to join us, just contact us through email, parkplayersgpk@gmail.com, or send us a message through our Facebook page. Whether it's on stage, backstage, concessions, or set construction, no experience necessary. We'd love to have you with us. This is Sarah DeMilo signing off. Stay healthy and safe, and we'll meet each other again very soon.
This broadcast is protected by copyright, all rights reserved. Any use of this recording in whole or in part in any format or medium without prior written permission of the author, producer, and Park Players is strictly forbidden.